how the atonement is like a dollar. Heavenly Father has told us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, that if we don't forgive others, we're not forgiven. And what that is basically saying to us is if that we don't forgive others, we have not accepted Christ as our Savior. How can that be? Let me see if I can explain it in a way that makes sense, that finally made sense to me. Often people have hurt us in ways that no matter how sorry they are, they can never make up for it. Just like we have hurt others, that no matter how sorry we are, we can't make up for the pain we cause. We can't restore the lost confidence. We can't restore the lost opportunities. And so Heavenly Father has said that he can through his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul has told us that he comforts people in Corinthians. He tells us that he comforts people as we are comforted by Christ because he understands what we have been through. And how can people understand what we have been through unless they've been through it? And that is exactly what was happening with Christ. He has been through and felt everything we felt when he suffered for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he suffered such great pain that he sweated, as it was, even great drops of blood. This is what Christ says to us. We don't have to forgive in a vacuum. He will heal us if we forgive. Think of it this way. If someone owes you $1,000 and they can't pay you, and I come up to you and say, I can pay you the $1,000, and then you take it, can you still go after the person who owes you the $1,000? Which would you rather have, the $1,000 or to be angry? You can either get better or you can get even. You can't have both. You either accept Christ as your Savior or you don't. And he saves us on two ways. Sometimes it's hard for us to forgive because people have suffered, caused us so much suffering. And we're afraid if we forgive, Heavenly Father will forget to punish them or something like that. I don't know. That's what I think. And like I said, we think, how can Christ know how to help us? Christ was homeless. He was single. He was childless. He was rejected of many. He was abandoned by his friends in his hour of greatest need. He was betrayed by someone he dearly loved and he thought he loved him. He suffered so much that he bled at every pore. He was tortured. He was crucified. He's the one who stands before you and says, I paid the price for that person who hurt you. Will you forgive me? What are you going to say to him? No, you didn't suffer enough. No, you can't understand this kind of pain. And that's when it occurred to me that the atonement is like a dollar that the Savior holds out to us. When I look at a dollar, on the front of it, I see a picture of a man. And I think of that man as being me and all the sins I've committed. And Christ is saying, I can forgive you for those if you'll repent of them and accept me as your Savior. And on the back of the dollar, I see a picture of a building. And I think of that building as being filled with all the people who have ever hurt me, just like Eva said, whoever hurt me. And Christ says, I can make up to you all that pain. I can comfort you. I can heal you if you'll forgive them. And so when he stands before me as my Savior and says, do you accept me as your Savior, and holds this dollar out to me, I can't take only the front of the dollar. And both sides are a gift. When I'm forgiven of my own sins, I am healed of the guilt and shame I feel. And when I forgive others and accept him as my Savior and allow him to heal me, I am healed of the grief and pain I feel that other people have caused me.